Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 23rd Perek of Maseches Shabbos with Perek Chaf Gimel Mishneh Hey, and then we're going to be starting the 24th Perek of Maseches Shabbos with Perek Chaf Dalet Mishneh Aleph. Perek Chaf Gimel Mishneh Hey is going to be discussing the halachos related to a dead body on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Osin Kol Tzarchem, Eisen on Shabbos, you're allowed to attend to all of the needs of a dead body on Shabbos. Sachin Umedichin Oso, you can rub him with oil, you can rinse him with water. However, very important point, Uvilvad, provided that, Shelo Yazizu Bo Ever, that you don't move any of his limbs, any of his body parts. A dead body is a mukta on Shabbos, and therefore moving even part of it is not allowed. However, as the Bar Tanura points out, mukta, prohibition of mukta, oh, is only when it comes to moving something. You're allowed to touch mukta, so you can touch a car, let's say on Shabbos, you just can't move a car. You can, you know, touch a rock as long as you're not going to move the rock. You shouldn't necessarily do that because often when you touch something, it might move. But in this situation, when it comes to a dead body, you're rubbing it with the oils or you're rinsing it. You're allowed to do that on Shabbos as long as, again, you're not moving the limbs so as to move them on Shabbos, which would not be allowed. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shomtin es hakar mitachlev matilin oso alacho. You're able to pull the mattress out from under him, thereby laying him on the sand below. Why would you do that? Says the Mishnah, Bishvil Sheyamtin, said he will not decompose as a result of the warm mattress, but you want him to remain moist. If he remains moist, then the dead body will maintain its state, and the mattress might contribute to its decomposition, which you obviously don't want to happen. Kosher Meshalechi, says the Mishnah, if the dead body's mouth is falling open, you're allowed to tie something around the jaw. You can, for example, wrap a strip of cloth under the jaw and around the top of the head in order to hold the jaw in place. But lo shiyala ela shelo yosef, not so tight that the jaw is going to rise and close the mouth. That would be not allowed because you can't, again, you can't move any part of the body. But only that the jaw will stay in place and not continue to drop. Again, you're allowed to maintain, you're allowed to help and support the body, but you also have to avoid moving any of the evarim, moving any of the body parts. Now, as an aside, the Mishnah is going to teach a similar type of halacha, but holding something in place on Shabbos, says the Mishnah, v'chein koresh anishbara, the same is true. If a beam of a ceiling broke, says the Mishnah, Somchenosa b'safsal oba aruchos hamita, you can support this beam with either a bench or the sideboards of some sort of a bed. But again, lo shetal ela shelo yosef. The halacha also is that you're not doing this to support the beam so that you'll raise the beam back up to the ceiling. You're simply looking to support it to maintain its current state so as to avoid it falling as well. So just like the when it came to the jaw of the dead body, you can support it, but you can't allow it to go up because, again, moving a dead body on Shabbos would be mukta. You are allowed, however, when it comes to a beam on Shabbos, you're allowed to maintain it, and by maintaining the beam, you're supporting it, but again, you're not moving it on Shabbos. Continuing in the Mishnah, Ein ma'atzmin es hames b'Shabbos. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a dead body on Shabbos because, again, you can't move any parts of the body on Shabbos. V'lo b'chol im yitzias nefesh. You're not allowed to close the eyes of a dying person even during the week. Now we're not even talking about Shabbos. You can't, if a person is dying, he's still alive, but he's about to die. You're not allowed to close his eyes at all. He has the status of a ghost. He's someone who is very, very close to his death. And you can't close his eyes ultimately, because at that point, even the slightest movement of his body will shorten his life. And someone who does close the eyes of a dying person when as his neshama is about to leave his body is considered to be a shofech damim, is considered to be a murder. That every single moment of life, even though he's about to die, if you shorten his life by 1 second, by 1 millisecond, you have the status of a murderer. You are considered to be a shofech damim. Starting now with Perek Chaf Dalet Mishneh Aleph, as we begin the 24th and final parak of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, Misha Hichshich Badarech, one who's on the road as Shabbos starts to arrive, it gets dark on Friday, and he realizes that he's not going to reach his home, his destination, his town, before Shabbos begins. What does he do? Says the Mishnah, Nosein Kiso Lenachri, he may give his purse to a non-Jew to carry into town for him, although we've learned previously that you're generally not allowed on a midrabanan level to instruct a non-Jew to perform melacha for you on Shabbos. Again, that's called amira l'nachri. But here, the Chazal were lenient. They said, if you don't have a choice, if otherwise you're going to be doing the melacha, certainly it's better for a non-Jew to do the melacha than for you to do the malacha. So again, we have situations all the time where someone, you know, gets stuck in traffic on coming back from New York City, let's say, on Friday. So what do? You have to, you know, try to find a non-Jew who you can give your stuff to, if possible. Continuing in the mission of him, Ein imo nachri manicho al hachamor. If there is no non-Jew, and you're not able to give it to anyone, then he may place the purse, the items on his donkey to carry it for him. Again, even though ordinarily you're not allowed to use an animal to carry something from you in a Rishus Harab, in a public area on Shabbos, you're not allowed, there's Shvisas Behemta, you have to allow your animals to rest as well. You can't have your animals do malacha for you. But here too, we allowed you to do it as long as the traveler, as long as the person is careful to load or unload the animal while it is walking, so as to avoid any iser midah oraisa, as a midah oraisa. Because again, in that situation, we learned previously in the beginning of the Masechta, that when it comes to hotza and Shabbos, there's akir, there's lifting it up, there's actual carrying it, and then there's hanacha, there's putting it down. So at least if you are doing it as the animal's walking, then it's a little bit better, it's a little bit more viable. Continuing in the Mishnah, now we're going to discuss a new case, a situation where someone reaches a particular city with his loaded donkey just as Shabbos is starting. Says the Mishnah, Higia lechotzer hachitzona, that when he reaches the outer chotzer, the outer courtyard of the city, and he begins to unload his donkey, it's Shabbos. What does he do? No tiles hakelim hanitalin b'Shabbos. He may take off any of the kelim, any of the utensils that may be moved on Shabbos that are not mukta that he's carrying. Certainly those things he can keep and hold and walk around with. However, those things that are not allowed to be moved on Shabbos because they are mukta, he may not simply remove them by hand. He can't move mukta. Rather, matir es achavalim v'hasakin noflin me'aleihem. And instead, what does he do? He unties the ropes that attach them to the saddle of the donkey, and the sacks fall down on their own. That's what he should do again if he gets to a town as Shabbos has begun. Quick review, Perichav Gimel, Mishnah Hey taught us how and what you're allowed to do to a dead body on Shabbos. And we said that if someone dies on Shabbos, you should treat the body and respect the body and take care of the body in every way you can. The only thing is you have to make sure not to move any of its limbs, because again, the limbs of a dead body are completely mukta on Shabbos. The same is true, let's say, if its jaw, says the Mishnah, the person's jaw falls and you want to maintain its places, you can tie something around it, again, not moving it up, but simply maintaining it there. The same thing is true with the eyes of a dead body, that you shouldn't touch them as well, you shouldn't move them, the Mishnah told us, because there too, you are moving the limbs of a body, which you're not allowed to do. And the Mishnah that even during the week, when it's not on Shabbos, if a person is still alive and he's about to die, you can't move his eyes, close his eyes, because by closing his eyes, even though it might be tempting to do that, you are murdering him, you're quickening his death, which you are not allowed to do. Then Perichav Dalid, Mishnah Hey taught us regarding someone who's on the road as Shabbos is beginning, is not going to get to his final destination before Shabbos begins. So we said that you're allowed to have a non-Jew carry things for you, do malachas for you, better him than you. Certainly, even though it's Amir Lenach, you're instructing a non-Jew to do a malacha for you, you're allowed to do that when otherwise you're going to do it yourself. If there's no non-Jew with him to do it, then he should put it on his donkey again, even though normally a donkey is not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos and carry things for you on Shabbos. Here again, better the donkey do it than you do it. And the Mishnah concluded by discussing a case where someone reaches the city together with his loaded donkey, just as Shabbos is beginning. And we said there as well that anything, once you get there and the Shabbos has begun, so whatever, you can take off the donkey, anything that is not mukta, anything that you're allowed to have on Shabbos, but anything that is mukta, you certainly can't touch and take in it and move in its normal way. Rather, you should untie the ropes that attach them to the saddle, and the sack will fall down on their own. Have a great day.